With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Wild conditions around the nation. Major wildfires in North Carolina and South Carolina. Hundreds of firefighters from around the nation battling those fires. In Wisconsin and Michigan, freezing rain bringing down power lines. Thousands of residents facing a very cold night ahead. Forecasters say severe weather could be on the way overnight in parts of Tennessee and Kentucky, possibly including tornadoes and very large hail. In Myanmar, more than 1,700 people confirmed dead now, 3,500 injured, hundreds more are missing. Adding to a problem there throughout the day Sunday, temperatures in the region anywhere from 104 to 108 degrees. Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins sharply blasting the Biden administration for causing significant hardships to American farmers.
When we left in the first Trump administration, we had a surplus on our agriculture exports, meaning our farmers were not just, you know, making money here in the U.S., but the export piece was a really important part of it, selling our incredible goods across the world. When we took back over just a few months ago, after 4 years of Joe Biden, that surplus had not only turned into a deficit, it had turned into a $49 billion deficit.
And Rollins tells the Salem Radio Network she will be going around the world soon to expand markets for U.S. agricultural products. One person is dead when a small plane crashed into a house in Minnesota. Several people were in the home, but they were able to escape. That house, by the way, was destroyed. NTSB continues the investigation. This is SRN News. Trump administration taking steps to freeze federal family planning grants, including money to Planned Parenthood.
Tens of millions of dollars could soon be halted in a Trump administration move aimed at defunding the nation's top abortion provider. The Wall Street Journal reported that the money for the groups, which include Planned Parenthood affiliates, would be held while the administration reviews whether any of the funds were used in diversity efforts. Pro-life activists welcomed the news of the funding freeze. George Williams, SRN News.
Rare Chinese Bible donated to a shop in England has sold at auction for more than $72,000. Historical text dating to 1815 is thought to be the first complete translation of the scripture into Chinese. The Christian Post reports that Bible was discovered by volunteers at a bookshop and translated by Protestant missionaries. This is SRN News. New use for AI technology. Here's Rich Thomason.
A German company specializing in early wildfire detection has developed a new AI-based drone it says will help to speed up the detection, location, and monitoring of fires. The Silverguard drone debuted outside of Berlin the other day as wildfires becoming more common around the world. The drone will deliver infrared video and works in combination with a second fire detection system the company developed earlier. It's already in use in several countries.
Norfolk Southern wants two other companies to help pay for the $600 million class action settlement it agreed to over the 2023 train derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border and the toxic chemicals that were released and burned. The railroad filing that motion that is set to go to trial beginning tomorrow morning. More details at SRNnews.com.